Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us every morning at this time for a look at health headlines. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
And this headline says basically it's not so much your weight as your fitness level that determines whether or not you're going to have a longer life.
Well, I'd love to be able to say that, and it's certainly we should encourage people to maintain their endurance and capacity in exercise. But when you look closer at this is a study published in the journal Circulation, it's not exactly generalizable to everyone. This look at men 20 to 100 years of age, over 14,000 of them, and they were had two physical exams and also asked them to run on a treadmill to measure their exercise capacity twice, and the average range of time that they followed them was 6.3 years. And then they added up over that time how many died from any reason and how many died from cardiovascular disease, and 914 died for any reason, 330 died from cardiovascular disease. The conclusion from the study was those that maintained fitness, that when they were on the treadmill, they got the same result, had about a 30% risk of reduced risk of cardiovascular disease or dying from a heart attack compared to those that lost fitness. And those that improved their fitness were up to 44% decreased risk of heart disease, so even a better result, regardless of whether they lost weight or gained weight.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a caveat to that, and if you are, these were men that were white, middle class, average age of about 40, 50 years old, who had a body mass index of 26. Everybody's going to say, well, 26, what does that mean? It's slightly overweight. It's not obese, and in fact, body mass index in this case was assuming that they were flabby or a bit overweight, but for many men who are exercising to begin with or who have more muscle mass, their body mass index may not reflect that they are really overweight.
Okay, but is not the thrust of this study that don't be overly hung up on the weight loss? Because I think what they were saying was given the difficulty in losing weight and maintaining reduced weight, don't give up on the fitness, because as long as you're fit, you're getting the benefits.
That's correct. I don't want to take that message away, but you have to always look at the group that they were studying and the conclusions that they're making. And those that did die were older. They had less in exercise capacity, so that part that you've mentioned is exactly correct, but they also had elevated higher blood pressures, greater fasting glucose levels, increased cholesterol levels, they were smokers, and they had a greater percentage of having a parent with cardiovascular disease. So all the factors that we already know that increase your risk of heart disease, these people already had, despite the fact that they were exercising. So And again, remember, we're dealing with people who may not have been actually overweight. And those, again, the body mass index is not a great measure. Taking a waist circumference, measuring the amount of abdominal fat is certainly a better indicator of risk of heart disease than BMI. But the bottom line and the message is, yes, exercising is still going to be helpful for you, as the study indicated. We just can't generalize that to people who have, for example, body mass indexes of 35 or 40.
So you're basically saying, as a doctor, yeah, I want you to be fit, but I still want you to lose weight. Don't lose your interest in weight control.
Well, what I want you to do is to reduce the abdominal circumference. It doesn't necessarily mean losing a ton of weight, because
okay,
it's the abdominal circumference that is a better measure of a risk factor for heart disease than your body mass index.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.
Dr. Barry Dworkin.